Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name is Christian Warren, and alongside me is Sarah Wells, Kevin Tinkin, and with Megan out this week, we've got our good friend, Jane.
She's dancing.
Fancy feet.
No.
Yes, fancy feet. It's
fancy
every
lady.
Single time.
Fancy lady.
There's nothing about my feet. It's all about the lady.
If you were to see Jane's feet, she has literally diamond rings on every single one.
Oh, my gosh, you're such a liar.
I started laughing at the beginning because when you came in, that was the most excited intro I've ever heard you do, and so it just
well, it's because Kevin's here. So.
Really, yep.
He's here.
Hey, Kev.
I'm here every week.
Long time no see.
Hey, we got a good show for you guys. If you heard this week's music, is a favorite band of mine called Dashboard Confessional, who I think we may have played on the show. That song's on there.
I love that. Literally, like sometimes our vocal. We just run into each other with the words, like you said, Dashboard Confessionals, and all of us were like, go! Dave will chop these up and he'll separate them so people know what we're saying. It'll be good.
So we got Dashboard Confessional. We also, we got an interview later on with PJ Lewis, our North Campus AM pastor, and we'll give some announcements, we'll do our one and why, and then we will close out the show. So I think this is going to be a good show, guys. I'm feeling it.
Oh, really. I know it's going to be a good show.
Is that because you're here, Jane?
Oh, you know.
Jane's feeling not feeling today. Too well today.
So. I saw her.
I brought my box of tissues.
That's good. For nose blowing?
Yeah, just in case I got to blow my nose.
Tear wiping.
I think it's important that anytime we notice Jane's about to blow her nose, that we give her time, that we just stop everything and say, no, go right ahead.
Go for it. All right, well, enjoy some more Dashboard Confessional. We'll be up next with some discussion.
When I communicate that to people, I go, friend, here's the deal. There's a sovereign God. He incarnated in Jesus. Jesus died for you. They buried him. He rose from the dead. He calls you to life in him by faith. People go, come on. Show me. Prove it. I want to see it. And I go, that's nothing new. Look at verse 22. The Jews demanded signs and the Greeks wanted wisdom. They said, look, prove it, impress us, show us, let me see it. And he goes in verse 23, notice what he says. But we preach Christ crucified. That's what you see, that's what you get, that is the gospel. Christ and him crucified. There's no magic show. There's no tricks. There's no show and tell. It's just Christ and him crucified.
That was a clip from the sermon from this past Sunday. And if you didn't go to church on Sunday, once again, we've been going through the book of 1 Corinthians. And basically, Brad's sermon focused from verse 18, correct? Mm-hmm. Verse 18 all the way to verse 31 of 1 Corinthians. And definitely went over a span of a lot of text, a lot of scripture. But I'd say the common theme was definitely remember Christ, remember God, talking about wisdom in the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And then, the one thing I was kind of saying off air is that I don't necessarily know if there was like a giant walkaway point in this sermon, but I think that's good. You know, I don't necessarily know if there was more of an application, but I love that the application at the end to me was communion. You know, and we've had that discussion before on the show. But in fact, when you were here, Jane,
we got a
controversial episode.
Yeah,
but I feel like if anything, to me, it was more of a remember Christ, remember what he's done for you. And you have the wisdom of that. And now go and share the gospel, go and teach other people about it. And I think there was a major theme off of the clip that I just played is that people oftentimes want to see, like, they go, well, I don't believe in Jesus. Show me. Why can't he do something right now? Why can't he show me something? It's like, look, dude, you have all there is. All I'm telling you is the who God is. I'm telling you that there is a God who died for you and who loves you and raised from the dead 3 days later. That's all I have. And truthfully, that's all I need, you know? Yeah. So that was kind of the main point that I really got out of it. There was a lot more than that in there, but that was what I took from it. So,
yeah, there was that part too, where he's like, you could like give everyone health insurance and you could solve world hunger and you could stop testing like
animals.
Shampoo on animals and stuff, but we would still have
a sin problem,
a sin issue. Yeah. And that's never gonna be solved.
I was actually gonna play that clip on the show, but if you didn't hear the sermon, I feel like it would be taken out of context a little bit. And so if you haven't heard the sermon, that is the big point at the very end. It's like we still have a sin problem in this world and we still have people that need to turn to Christ. Mm-hmm. I did think that it raised a pretty interesting question, and one that I think we might get into eventually in 1 Corinthians and a little bit, but there's the idea of free destination versus free will.
Yeah.
Cause Brad definitely at one point said like God is like handpicked, his elect in a sense. Mm-hmm. And so that, I don't know, it was the topic of conversation from the sermon that you were supposed to pull out of it, but definitely made me start to think a little bit. And I think they may address that.
He's talked about that from the pulpit before.
Right.
And at Discovery, he talks about it too.
And, his Discovery answer is both and.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not opposed to that. I'm just, hey, let's get a sermon on it.
Yeah. I know if they were, like he said, I know he said before, like, we'll err on the conservative side,
right?
You know, like if I, you know, but those are just conversation topics, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got really fired up just from that clip. Like he just like yelled the gospel. And I love that Brad will put that, he will find a way to, I mean, you can take any passage of scripture and make and relate it back to the gospel, but he always makes sure he talks about it. Like Christ is calling you from a dead life to live in him. And he's just going through, and he was saying, I thought, well, yeah, all right, let's go. And it got me.
Preach Christ.
Yeah. It got me really pumped.
My favorite part of the clip is when he goes, come on.
Yeah.
Someday we need to talk about all of Brad's voices that he does in sermons.
That was awesome.
Yeah. It's me and Jane's favorite.
I kind of had a take. My takeaway was kind of different, and toward the end, I mean, I liked the whole thing. I walked away with my feel.
Right.
But I really liked the last verse. Let those who boast in the Lord, just because for my last year of my life, I feel like that's been a big theme for me, just in like kind of before boasting and like, I come from a good family. I come from a Christian home. I come from like
a
good life,
right,
all that
right.
stuff. And in a sense, like in this last year and a half, that kind of was all at one time, just kind of stripped from me and realizing like, I do come from a good family, but there's
still things in their sin in everybody's life. And that came out in our family recently. So that has been like the last year and a half, what the Lord's been teaching me is like, Jane, don't boast in your family. Don't boast in how great your parents are or your brother or whatever. Like, because look, like that just like wrecked you. And I'm the only thing left that is going to stand alone and always be constant.
Yeah.
What's cool is that chapter two kind of starts off with that. And it really talks about putting faith in God and not in man, in a sense. And so I think next week they're going to hit that a little bit. Just even in that, in general, it's like we need to not boast in other things. We need to not boast in man, parents, whatever. But really, it's all about God. And that's why the sermon kind of centered around like, look, it's all about the gospel. It's all about Christ. It's all about the cross. Ending with, Kevin, good job on worship.
Thank you.
Yeah, Kev.
Yeah, you guys, I don't know how the song selection process necessarily works, but there was a I Will Exalt, which I really felt like fit well with the sermon. I don't know if other campuses did that, but just killer. And just, I know that the communion process is always so funky because there's about, at least at North, there's 1,100 people standing up, you know? Right. But you guys handled it really well, and you made it feel like worship while standing in line, so...
Good. Good
and
job.
And I really like the arrangement you guys did of How Great Thou Art.
Yeah.
In the PM services. That was awesome.
Wait, you did PM services as well?
Well, I didn't know. I don't know what Tony did, but I'm just saying in general.
Yeah, that was great.
But
yeah.
I'm looking at you because I thought, I didn't know he was playing the drums last night. That's awesome. It's because you weren't. Okay.
I was not. It's all right, though. They, I mean, I'm sure they played
Them good job.
Yeah, they did a good job. I'm not sure who played.
It was TK.
But yeah, no, we did. Tyler. We did have, Tyler's awesome. No, we did a couple of songs, and it worship during, like, to reiterate what you just said.
Right.
Worship is difficult during the sacrament and whatnot. So it's hard to know. Oh, we're gonna play an extra song. Do we vamp on this chord? Vamping meaning playing the same thing over again and over vamping.
I just felt like it was a just a good flow where you ended with Furious and just really like pumped on the gospel at that point, you know what I mean, and just pumped to go out there and share. And that was like, I was in line for communion during Furious and I just felt like on fire and just going through communion, even saying like, you know, I'll never forget what you did for me, Christ, just like I'm pumped, you know what I mean, and just like loving it. And so great job yesterday, Kevin.
Thank you.
Yeah,
play the drums
and at the PM services, good job too.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Now, to push a little bit on, to push a little on what Jane said too, it's like I think I've brought it up several times, but the boasting in Christ is an important thing to boast about. But it is really easy, and you know, me and Sarah have talked about this, I think even last week, to get down on your testimony because there's not crazy times or whatever, and the fact that you were a Christian for a long time. And I think, you know, you just sharing that, you know, Jane, about, you know, if you're going to boast in anything, boast in the gospel. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Christ, you know, came into my life at a young age and did a lot of good things is a good thing.
For sure.
And
well, I think Brad even slightly touched on that, at least in the AM service. He hit that for a second.
Yeah.
Just going like, some people think that they're, I don't know if he said testimony or people trying like, they're like, well, I don't have anything going wrong in my life or whatever. And it's like, no, it's exactly the same point you've been hitting the last couple of weeks on the show.
It's a weird thing, though, because it's disgusting. It's a disgusting thing. And it's just nature of the fact that we continue to sin regardless if Christ is in our life or he's not. The gospel's the same. We need Jesus just the same if we're saved or we're not. Because as a Christian man specifically, you talk to other dudes at work or whatever, and they're like, oh, man, this crazy time last night, blah, 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 all this craziness. And I'm going in my heart and, you know, in my body, I'm not, well, gosh, that's wrong. It's sinful. You know, thank God for my family and my wife and all these things. But there's another part of me going, man, I wish I would have had my crazy times, you know? And then I'm like, what is wrong with you? You should be so grateful you didn't have to go through that and, you know, have your heart destroyed and, you know, breaking up other people's lives and things like that. Like, that's not something to, you know,
be jealous of.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's like, that's how I know I'm still screwed up. Like, I still needed Christ to come through me, because if I'm myself, I still look at that stuff and go, man, there's a part of me that likes that. And that part of me needs to die.
I think that's that's the way that, like, a solid Christian guy like yourself, I think that's the way that Satan can attack you, is just by making you think that you missed out on something that really you didn't miss out on. Mm-hmm. The glory days, the party days, you didn't have those days. And it's like, Satan's using that as a way of you just like going, well, maybe I'll get back into that someday. You know what I mean?
I need to start working on a real good testimony.
Yeah. Well, I think we had a good discussion, and I'm excited for next week's sermon because of what you just said, Jane, but also just I think that's a good talking point about just putting your faith in God and not in man, in lieu of even like this Penn State stuff that's been going on. I know a lot of people are like heartbroken over it, and it's like everybody has put this faith in a man, but really, like, it's just, for me, has reminded me, like, you know what, like, Jeremiah, super fan, he's a big fan of the Penn State school, and he's just realizing, man, I should put my faith in God, not in not in a football coach or whatever. So I'm excited for that discussion, except we don't have the podcast next week.
It's a
holiday next week, I think that we should maybe tackle it on a two-pointer, maybe hit both sermons over the next 2 weeks. Is that cool? Because I really want to talk about that. Is that Kevin? Yes. You in?
Yes.
All right. Up next, we got some news, then we got our interview with PJ. So stay tuned. Enjoy some more Dashboard.
The news with the Spoutcast crew.
We are back, and we got some news. So who's ready for some news?
Jane's ready.
Just standard news. Totally, I think that I think we've been a little, you know, we've been trying a couple new different things, but consensus is, hey, let's just do the news.
Hands in for the news, guys. Hands in for the news.
This is me hitting the microphone as I get into the news.
Sorry, Mike. I got a couple news stories, but I just wanted to say, you know, next week I kind of briefly mentioned that we're gonna be on a bit of a holiday, okay?
A holiday.
Holiday.
So we'll do
and take a break with the holiday. Sorry.
Right. So we'll do the news, and then we'll do our one and why.
Kevin just thinks I'm funny.
That just happened. It's time for me to do my British accent right now. She says,
because holidays, like when they say I'm going on a holiday, that means it's a British thing.
For holiday,
instead of I'm going on a vacation, I'm taking a day off. I'm
like
taking a holiday.
The movie,
the holiday.
My friend Josh is in that movie.
What
Josh
is he
who?
In the airplane? He literally is just a guy on the airplane, and he puts his bag up in the loft.
Really?
Hey. Yeah.
I'll watch it with a different feel this time.
Yeah, he's got a beard, and he's like a shorter, good-looking guy, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
She's going to watch it with a different feel.
I know someone who knows somebody in this movie.
So I'll do about two news stories, and then we'll get into our one and why, our favorite Thanksgiving memory, I guess. But next week's one and why I'm excited about, because it's, what did you buy on Black Friday and why?
Ooh. If you didn't buy anything, why didn't you?
Yeah. So I guess the first news story is, this news story was made, I think, it was kind of all over the place. It is from Florida. That's where I get most of my news. But
that's where I get most of my news from
Florida. Yeah. But a Florida man accidentally threw his wife's $10,000 engagement ring in the trash.
Oh my gosh.
And basically, this guy who was 34, I love this part, though. It's his girlfriend in engagement ring, but then mistakenly dumped pregnant. So his girlfriend's pregnant.
Oh.
No wonder they didn't get engaged. And
judged.
Threw the ring in the trash. He threw it out with a bunch of other stuff, and then he actually went dumpster diving into a landfill. So what happened is it went in the trash, went into the dump truck, and then he went to the landfill to try and find the ring.
Did he find it?
I believe he did. Yeah, the article is called "Man Recovers Wife's Engagement."
Well, wow. Wouldn't you, if you dropped $10 million?
$10 grand.
Whoa.
$10 million engagement ring, the size of her head.
Just put her pinky in her mouth.
I just rewound. If you dropped $10,000 on an engagement ring, you bet your bottom dollar, no pun intended, that you would be dumpster diving too.
I was giving a dollar on my bottom.
Or whatever diving that was. What? Did you say you have a dollar on your butt?
I always keep a dollar on my bottom. That way,
just so I can bet on it.
I can bet with my bottom dollar anytime I need to.
Mm-hmm. I wonder where that slogan came from. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I thought about it. I thought you would do it?
Well, I would probably do it. I would go nuts. I would lose my mind. And that would be that would actually, here's what would happen. I would do it. I wouldn't find it though.
Yeah.
And then I would be old man Tinkin who roams around the dump.
You'd be like,
so you would like never leave the dump like until you found it.
This is my job now.
You have a cane.
And the 10 grand payoff is coming sometime.
Okay.
My kids could come visit me out there.
But your girlfriend is pregnant with your child, so you might want to attend to that as well, or no?
Take a quick break.
It's an easy out right there. Gotta go look for the engagement ring. Sorry, can't wait. Can't hang out with you and the baby. Sorry.
Hey, you know,
the baby's up. He's crying again. Sorry, gotta go look for the wedding ring.
That's right.
Meta wing.
So I got another news story for you guys, and I don't know how familiar the two of you guys are with the video game Mario.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Call of Duty, the new one that just came out. Because I really want to play it.
So but you guys are familiar with Mario, right?
I'm a Wario. I'm aware of
the Italian plumber named Mario.
There's a great comedian named Jeff Dye who does a bit on like Mario and like plumbing. And it's just like he's supposed to be a plumber, but he kind of does like really weird things
as a plumber.
He just
jumps down tubes.
Right. So it's kind of funny. But anyways... there's an organization that I actually support in some senses and don't support in other senses. But have you guys heard of PETA?
Yes.
You guys know of PETA? So PETA has basically put out this lawsuit.
What does PETA stand for?
The grape juice yesterday.
What?
I dipped that in the grape juice yesterday for communion.
Chain?
Wait, what?
PETA bread?
Yeah.
Holler.
What does PETA really stand for?
Pets,
ethical treatment of animals.
Oh, okay.
People's ethical treatment of animals. So, anyways, if you remember back in the day, Mario used to, when he would be able to fly, he'd put on a raccoon hat.
Yes.
And the back of the raccoon hat would like spin.
Yes, a propeller.
And so Mario's trying to come out with a new game, and PETA is all up in arms about the propeller raccoon
hat. Oh my gosh,
it's a coonskin
hat. It's a coonskin cap. It's a kinskoon kit.
Still can't say it.
Wow, this Dayquil makes me feel loopy.
I think, does a lot of good things, in my opinion, but they also do these obnoxious things where they basically think that they're sending a message to kids to wear fur, and that's okay. But
no, who wears fur? Now, okay. Nobody wears fur
anymore.
Can
we just say that Mario's fur hat is fake?
That's really a big deal right
It's
now.
Artificial?
I just think if you really break this whole news story down, it's funny to me because...
It's bogus.
He has to punch a box to then get a hat... that has a tail that makes him fly, and they're concerned about this, that kids are going to want to wear fur.
Okay, what about Yoshi? I mean, he rides Yoshi and does not treat him well.
Right.
And what if I go try to ride my dog?
And he abandons Yoshi at times.
What about the turtles?
Yeah. He jumps on them.
He has to kick a turtle so that he can take that turtle and kill the... crazy guy in the sky.
Yeah, and he's killing people.
His name's Bowser.
Yeah, and a related story,
these
actually.
He's killing mushrooms and toads. And
Nintendo
things.
Is actually being sued in a class action lawsuit by pilots because they say that you should always take an airplane.
You're kidding.
And,
Kevin, are you serious?
And it's just not fair because it's a misrepresentation of flight.
Oh my gosh, Kevin, you totally.
What flying game?
I believed you,
Mario.
Kevin.
Oh, with the propeller?
Yeah, it's
hey, Christian,
it's wrong.
Kevin is totally making a joke.
I was into it.
Yeah,
I was like,
you totally were.
Christian, I was too.
A coonskin hat?
Coonskin hat?
Well, speaking of animals and the ethical treatment of them, Thanksgiving, huh?
Thanksgiving. Guys,
what a great segue.
Let's get our muskets and kill a turkey.
So, everybody's got
my musket and my blunderbuss. I'm going turkey hunting.
Oh, that was my turkey.
Everybody has some great Thanksgiving memories. And so I figured we'd go around and share one of why and our Thanksgiving memories. Is that fair?
I thought it was our favorite Thanksgiving dish.
No, Thanksgiving memory.
Dang, because Sarah prepped me
forget?
For dish.
Apparently, I forgot.
I may have said dish, but Wes Crockett sent us an email with a Thanksgiving memory. So.
You're right, because I remember saying, I don't have very many Thanksgiving memories. I have Christmas memories. I don't really have Thanksgiving memories.
So we're going to go with memory then?
I'm going to go with dish, because I remember all the food.
You guys just want to do Thanksgiving dish then?
No, just go.
Just start. I'm going to make something
Hey, how
up.
About this? Favorite Thanksgiving thing?
There
memory and or dish.
Boom. Well, my family, we actually spent most Thanksgiving... I'll take the jokes here in a second, but we spent most of our Thanksgiving in Hawaii every year, and so it's no big deal.
Do you have turkey in Hawaii?
No.
Spam.
So, no, this is what started. When we were in Hawaii, they don't really do turkey out there, and so we would go to these really nice fancy restaurants, and we would all order
turkey,
the cheapest thing on the menu, lobster.
Oh,
and
right.
So once we kind of hit high school and we didn't do these ritzy vacations anymore, we would still get lobster shipped from Maine. So that was like our standard Warren family Thanksgiving was lobster every year.
I remember you talking about this in the Wally Deli.
Yeah, so it's I don't eat lobster anymore. However, I... Sorry, trying to cut all animal products out of the world.
I'm going to lower a blanket right in front of your face with cows and pigs.
So, but that was my favorite memory, going to Hawaii all these years, but then also just having lobster, cooking the lobster that was alive when we got it. And then,
with the rubber bands on
Yeah, with
paws,
the rubber bands.
We shipped lobster from Maine one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun.
That's my memory.
Not for Thanksgiving.
Jane, why don't you hit us up with your favorite Thanksgiving memory?
Well, let me tell you, Christian. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
Didn't
Next
know that.
Next to my birthday, which isn't technically a holiday. It's
no,
my
it
favorite.
Is because it's New Year's Eve. And that's a
right.
holiday.
My birthday is New Year's Eve. But my family owns a cabin in Big Trees.
Oh.
And we would go and cook our holiday meal up there, and we'd stay the night, and all of us kids would sleep downstairs in like this main room, and then we'd wake up and we'd make our food, and it's just my favorite because I loved going to the cabin. We had a huge like back area with like all these manzanita bushes. We had a fort. We had like everything. It was awesome.
That's good times.
It's my favorite.
Good
I
times,
love
Jane.
Thanksgiving.
Good times.
We don't have the cabin anymore.
R.I.P. cabin. Just go camping.
Hopefully,
Isn't
when you get married,
sad?
Jane,
I
you find a guy who does have a cabin, and then
maybe
start that trip.
Maybe we could build it together, me and that guy.
We can build a cabin together.
That's going to
be the
Curtis
theme
Chapman.
Song in the background while you're building it in your daytime movie.
In our daytime movie?
Yeah. There's going to be. It's going to be called Building a Cabin with Love.
Sarah.
I thought of mine.
Okay, go for it.
Well, my family typically has two Thanksgivings. We have one with family that comes into town, and then that's usually the week before, and then we have Thanksgiving on the actual day of. So the first Thanksgiving is when we have all the Thanksgiving food and all the yummy stuff, and then the real Thanksgiving day is fun because it's way more laid back because we already had a Thanksgiving, so we'll just eat tri-tip or nothing Thanksgiving-y and potato salad, and then typically I'll go to a friend's house and have Thanksgiving with their family since we already did that, you know, with our family. So I love going to other people's houses on holidays to see what they do and
different traditions.
Yeah. I love it. So I've done that the past couple of years.
Sarah, I'm surprised you didn't say something about Canadian Thanksgiving.
Oh, I celebrate Canadian Thanksgiving also because one of my closest friends is Canadian, and I've been going to Canadian Thanksgiving at her house for the past 6 years.
Which was just like last month.
It was
right?
last, yeah. Their Thanksgiving is in the middle of October, and they eat really yummy Canadian food. So.
She came home and laid on the couch and moaned.
Oh my gosh,
I ate too much.
All right,
that's
Kevin.
A good time.
Well, Kevin, what's your favorite Thanksgiving memory?
Well, my holidays are they're bittersweet. I got to be honest. I have two half sisters, two half brothers, three foster sisters, and two stepsisters.
Wow. How many children is that?
Is it 306?
Wow. Nine.
Yeah, it's a lot. There's a lot of action. So Thanksgiving and Christmas, all that time for a long time was just like traveling, going over here for this, and then having to leave. And
right,
like the people that you go see are angry at you because you're late. And the people you leave to go see that you're going to be late to see the other people, they're mad.
Because you left early.
Because you're leaving early. And it's just like, and it just want to drink and eat turkey. And it's just a bad
drink
time.
Gravy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Drink gravy. Yeah, it will drive. It's bad. But my my favorite Thanksgiving memories, and I'm going to generalize, was when my grandfather passed away a couple of years ago. But it actually was a couple of years before that. But we used to have a lot of big family stuff at the grandparents' house, and everybody would go, and they had a pool table. And so we would show up about 2-3 hours early. We'd play pool. Play pool? Yeah.
Play the pool.
So we played the pools. And and then we'd throw horseshoes, and we'd roast
chestnuts
pot roast.
Fire.
No.
Okay. Oh,
we'd do pot roast, which is awesome.
Ooh,
and
my mouth started watering.
And my grandma used to make these potato frisbees that I call them. Like they're just
like potato pancakes?
No. It's like you just take a potato and you chop it into.
Oh, like scalloped potatoes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I love scalloped potatoes.
She would make them thicker. But I just remember, I don't know, the whole family being there, and you have the kids' table.
Oh, the kids' table.
And then, there's
Thanksgiving, you guys.
That time when you graduate and you go to the adults' table.
Oh, yeah, it's a good day.
All you want to do is go back to the kids' table because the adults' table is boring. And Uncle Jerry over here is putting way too much pepper on his ham, and it just doesn't make any sense. And it's just, so I don't know. I love the big family gatherings, and I miss
loved
that.
Graduating the adults' table because there was a group of us that we all were together, and we were really the kids at the whatever. And then I always felt, because I'm the youngest out of everyone, and so I always felt like such an adult when I got to hang out
with
all the
We still
people.
Do a kids and adult table. Yeah. All of us kids who are like in our 20s now, we just hang out and talk about whatever.
Kids table.
Wes sent an email and said, "Hey, sorry I've been absent for the past few weeks. I would have listened email, but I've been busy getting married and living it up in the Caribbean. Woo! As for my one and why, my favorite Thanksgiving memory has not happened yet. I say that because this Thanksgiving will trump all others before, because now I get to be thankful for having my wife. She will be meeting a lot of my family for Thanksgiving this year.
I'm gagging myself.
And then he said, get ready for the same answer when you ask your favorite Christmas memory. Now, one thing.
How?
I know this may be taking a little too long, but Wes, I appreciate Wes because he's very lovey-dovey, and that's kind of his style, and he's very vocal about it on Facebook and all of the
above. What's your style? Lovey-dovey.
he's definitely like that. And, I don't know how you are, Kevin, but, Lacey and I got into it a little bit yesterday because I was kind of just like, do you want me to write you nice things on Facebook? And even Brian Potter was asking her, does Christian write you nice things on Facebook? I'm like, no, I don't. And does that make me a bad husband?
Look, when I hit her, I open my hand. Okay. What do you want from me?
No, I'm not that lovey dovey of a person, especially on social network type things. And
sure.
Like,
sure.
So I don't know. I respect
Wes. You guys got into it though?
Not into it. Lacey's it's just not you. And I'm like, is that a bad thing? Should I change? Because Wes is very good at it. And I'm sure Heather feels
it's just
really
personality
good.
Personality differences.
I am the woman in the relationship, just to throw that out there. Because I was, how come you never put anything nice about me on Facebook? I'll ask. I won't exactly say that, but I'll kind of say stuff like that. And then I'm just what is wrong with you?
Okay, but then there's the whole thing of but I shouldn't have to ask you to write things on Facebook. You should just know.
Yeah.
No, it's not that Lacey wants it. It was more just
no, I'm not
she's just
saying
I asked her. I would never do that. I'd never write something super cute and...
And not because it's wrong, but just because it's not natural for you.
I'm going to challenge you this week.
But Lacey would feel like, what's up with Christian?
Why did he just do that? Who hacked into Christian's Facebook?
You have to figure out a way to do it this week.
Yeah.
You have to.
Some girls don't
love
that
stuff. Not Facebook,
but
in some way.
So then what do you do, Christian?
I do other things.
Like what? the wingdings from Microsoft Word?
What?
Like those things that you were talking about the other day?
What about Microsoft Word?
How you said you would... take the symbols off like Microsoft Word or something.
Oh, Wingdings?
Like, make them into something?
Oh, that was like old school me. Yeah. I mean, it's like I'm not like into putting nice things on Facebook in general. Like, notice, Sarah, it was your birthday yesterday, and did I wish you happy birthday on your Facebook?
No, you didn't.
Exactly.
Did I notice? Maybe.
Oh.
Because that's, I can't get past it. I don't know what's wrong with me. I've never wished anybody happy birthday ever on Facebook.
I'm Christian, my birthday is December 31st, and if you don't and you say will not get something on Facebook, I will be sad.
Do you want to know? Sarah, on my phone, I started writing you a text, and I started freaking out as I was writing you the text.
What?
Because I can't. It's like I'm not a nice person or something.
Hey, guess what? I am not offended.
Probably, we should probably wrap it up.
No, yeah. No. This is beautiful.
No. All right. Well, up next, we got our interview with PJ Lewis, so stay tuned for that.
The speaker in this door is blown, so nothing sounds quite right.
Taking my time, taking this job within this town. Goodbye.
I drive this ocean road and remember
all of your back, nape of your neck. I remember everything as I drive. This town, goodbye.
How the girls can turn to ghosts before your eyes, and the very dreams that led to them are keeping them from dying. How the grace with which she walked into your life will stay with you in your steps, pace with you a while. So
all right, welcome back. We are here with PJ Lewis, and PJ, say hello to the Spoutcast fans out there.
Hello, how you doing?
PJ, now up until yesterday, have you ever heard of the Spoutcast before?
No, up until today, I had never heard of the Spoutcast.
Okay, so then that, needless to say, you've probably never listened to the Spoutcast.
No, I can't say that I have. I've never listened to this. Spoutcast?
Yeah, like podcast, Spoutcast. You get it?
Because it's a water reference, because we're the well,
you know? Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of water references here.
Yeah,
so I feel he's going to be a faithful listener.
I don't potentially think so. You don't? I don't think he will.
Okay. When is the show on?
Well, it's called a podcast. Yeah,
it's released tonight. And
so
then,
podcast. So I might not be free when it's on.
No, it's always free. So it's on. You get it on iTunes.
I might not be free.
You download it and then you can listen to it whenever you want.
Whoa.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not in the downloading.
Were you born in the caveman era, or what's the deal?
You have to all tune into your radio after supper.
PJ, do you know
what station is it on?
Yeah. All right. PJ.
Yes.
Let's talk about who PJ is.
Yeah. Let's hear about who you are and kind of what your role is at the well. So.
Yes, I'm PJ Lewis. Right. My wife's name's Sherry. We actually have come down here from Carson City, Nevada,
all right,
by Lake Tahoe, and nice. We've been here for about
Keep Tahoe Blue. I got the sticker.
About 2.5 weeks we've been here, and we're living in our friends, the Downs's spare bedroom.
Nice. Yeah. Me and Brian Downs got to hang out at a wedding this weekend. It was super fun. He's a good guy, right?
I love
Brian
Downs.
Full of energy
Downs.
In that, huh?
Yeah.
Tons of conversation with
you
and Brian.
You and Brian seem like it might not work out very well.
Oh, no. We get each other.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely get each other. And the whole family.
So, PJ, for those listeners out there who maybe don't go to North Campus or whatever, you're primarily at North Campus, correct?
Yes, North Campus in the AM. They've actually separated the AM to PM. And Chris Schultz, who
correct.
Maybe some of you have know, is now the spiritual formation director
of
for the
just
AM
the
services,
AM, correct?
Of just the AM.
So
AM
then,
pastor.
I was there this past Sunday. Jordan Deepersuit, he came in the morning. He is a PM campus pastor,
yes,
correct? But he was just doing a baby dedication.
Yes,
or?
He is a PM campus pastor. That's why he was wearing black.
Okay, so you have
the
to
PM people usually wear black.
Uh-huh. All right, dark, and that's why you had a bright
colors.
Color.
Yeah, morning kind of color. Uh-huh.
Totally.
Right. Yes. PJ, you picked out a great
sunny
shirt
colors.
That morning.
What shirt were you wearing?
There was definitely black in it, yes.
Yeah.
But I was trying to relate to
I think
to
there was
Jordan.
Some purple in it as
there
well.
There was purple, yes. Yeah. It's
wow.
more of That's more of a day sunny.
I'm more putting the emphasis on the picked out. You picked out.
Somebody else
yes,
picked
my,
a shirt.
My wife picks out my clothes for me. Yes.
That's great.
She's
I know
got great style.
Plenty of people.
Yes.
Now, your wife, she's sort of involved with this whole campus pastor. She's taken on a little bit of a spiritual formation role, or how's that working?
Yes. She is the female spiritual formation.
Fear Sherry Lewis.
It's a really long title.
Spiritual formation.
She calls herself FS squared.
Okay.
NCAM.
That doesn't make any sense, but there you go.
It's the female spiritual formation shepherd.
Okay.
North Campus AM.
There you go. Wow.
FNCAM.
That would be, yes, that's the abbreviated
version. Female Spiritual Formation North Campus AM.
There you go. FS squared.
That's a mouthful.
Now, you've been at the Well for 2 weeks.
Yes.
And how are you liking things out here?
I love it, man.
How did you become familiar with the Well?
A couple years ago, I speak at Hume Lake Christian Camps. I actually speak at like a lot of the camps, for junior high, senior high, and nice. I've done that probably since the year 2000. And I met Brad probably 2 or 3 summers ago. He also speaks up there.
Yeah.
And so sometimes the speakers kind of meet each other, and that's how I met him.
Chummy.
And that's how we kind of hit it off.
Do all the speakers at Hume Lake, like, best do you know buds. What like the best captain's buds. Lounge is at like airports?
The what?
The captain's lounge at airports.
Yes.
Yeah. Like they all hang out in this like private room, and they like, you know, drink their black coffee, and they talk shop, talk stock market.
They do.
And stuff.
Wow.
Like, is that like what you guys, all the speakers at Hume Lake do? Like there's like.
No. We did.
How do you all get together,
you know, Brad,
if you're there different
Brad,
weeks?
I tell you what, man. Brad gets a Subaru every year that he goes up there.
That's a big deal.
He does, yeah. I don't get anything. I haven't even gotten a golf cart. I haven't even gotten a golf cart
one
time.
He gets to drive a Subaru.
He gets
around?
A Subaru, yeah. Oh. And then he gave me rides in the Subaru.
How sweet of him.
I'll tell you how the speakers meet, because this used to be part of my job, Christian.
Okay.
Every Monday night, all the speakers get together at the big boss's house.
This is true.
And they all hang out.
This is true. So there is that room that we meet with the big wigs of Hume Lake, and
but there's only 3 speakers on a one weekly basis, correct?
Yes.
So only 3 speakers are going to meet each other on the same week. So it just so happened that you and Brad were teaching the same exact time.
You got it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Finally, after a few years. Yeah.
What were you doing in Carson City? Just pastor?
I was one of the pastors at our church there.
Okay.
At Hilltop Community Church for the last 22 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
22 years.
I've been a youth pastor for about 20 years, and then about 5-6 years ago, I got demoted to adults.
It's rough, man.
It was rough.
How do you transition from talking to 16-year-olds to talking to 36-year-olds?
You know, I'm going
to
admit something right now that I actually learned that I don't talk to them any different at all. They just don't know that I'm not talking to them any differently.
I'm honest. Yeah. I'm being completely honest. I talk to parents pretty similar to how I talk to junior high and high school
students.
Seriously,
I think we're all the same. We just don't want to maybe admit it, or maybe we don't really realize it. But
I think I have to break down basic concepts a lot for parents that I'm breaking down for junior hires, and I'm thinking you should probably know this by now, but I guess not.
So yeah. I'll just simplify it. Babies the same way you talk to pets.
That's very true.
And plants.
Good job. Yeah. Wow. And you get really excited when they like do little things.
Now, PJ, with being at the Well, have you taken a Your Unique Design test yet?
I did.
And what would you come up as?
I came up with 100% persister and 100% energizer.
Okay. Oh. So you're a black and white person.
I'm a tie.
So you like play pranks on people and then feel really bad
but
about
it. But do it all in the right way.
And do it all. That's right. Yes. Okay. Then you do it all in the right way.
Like your pranks.
You like pranks, right?
I don't like pranks.
Christian does not like
pranks.
We had this conversation the other day.
I actually know that. But it depends on your definition of pranks.
Wait, you don't like pranks?
It does depend on your definition of
pranks. I don't like pranks either.
Yeah. I'm not a
big fan.
I
like
teasing,
but I don't like
pranks. You don't want to hurt people and make them look stupid, that kind of thing, yeah.
So your persister says that when you do a prank, it's the best prank ever made.
It's going to be a really good one. It better be the right prank. There's wrong pranks, and then there's right pranks.
Yeah.
No, that's what I came up with, yeah.
Nice. So does your persister, Brad's persister catalyzer as well. Do you guys ever like crash or butt
he's
heads at all?
He's persister energizer.
Brad is?
No, I'm persister energizer.
No, what I'm saying is Brad's persister catalyzer.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes he needs to get a little bit more of a sense of humor at times. but for the most part, he's pretty okay.
Fair enough.
He laughs at most of the jokes.
No, I would agree.
Yeah.
He's laughed at some of Jane's jokes before.
Yeah. I was at a.
I'm funny. I'm super funny.
Sarah, you said that as like he's laughed at some of Jane's jokes. Like nobody else laughs at Jane's jokes.
Oh, no, no. Because me and Jane had talked about Brad laughing at her jokes.
People laugh at my jokes because I'm a funny person.
Could you tell us? Just tell us one because I love your jokes.
I'm not on the spot.
I love your jokes. Tell us
one. Jane, yesterday we were eating dinner. Yes. She took a balloon and rubbed it against my head. And so my hair was flying away. And then I punched her.
She did.
Wow.
Hey, Christian, did you know that PJ and I have known each other for 3 years, would you say?
I'd say a long time. You know my wife a lot better than you know me, but yes, yeah. I would say that we've known each other for...
And that's
I think it's been longer than 3 years. I didn't
PJ
know it'd be only
I
just
went
3 years.
PJ and Sherry went to Japan with me. We went with him.
Yep. Oh, nice.
Yep, with the, yeah, that's yeah. true.
Well, I forgot so, about that. That's so there's a lot of connections awesome. Between you and the well.
Yeah, there. I went to Israel with Brad.
Oh, nice.
A couple of springs ago. A couple of springs ago with Joshua class. Yeah. Okay. From like April 2010.
So last spring. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
And you're 2.5 weeks in. Off of a job that you spent 22 years at. That's got to be a big transition, right?
Yeah.
You guys feeling all right?
You know, we're starting things over that we hadn't had to start over for 22 years.
Can I ask a question that we may have to delete off the air later? But like,
are you going to let me answer that?
Yeah.
Yes, you may answer that.
I'm going to ask you things, anyways. Here we go.
Were things healthy at your old church? Or?
Oh, no, that's a good question. Yeah, they were. In fact, we weren't looking to leave at all. It was really, honestly, a shock for me and Sherry to actually leave. We could not believe that we were doing it. It cost us a lot, but we really felt like it was what God wanted us to do.
So it was a healthy church coming to another healthy church. That's got to be really good.
Yeah.
Most people leave an unhealthy church to come to a healthy church. So that's a cool, just total God thing then, just saying, look, I want you here instead of there.
I really think that's what it was, yeah.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
That's great. That's a good testimony, too, to people who are just like, look, I'm in this great season of life. I'm doing everything's great for me right now. I don't need to go over here. Like, it's like, well, maybe God wants you to do that, even though things are great for you here as well.
Absolutely.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. In fact, our church really handled it well, and they were sad to see us go.
For sure.
But they were actually really excited to see us just doing what God had opened a door for us to do.
Nice.
Honestly, they the last week before we left, one of the teaching pastors just taught everybody about how Paul and Barnabas were in this great church in Antioch. It was a great church. They were the first called Christians in Antioch.
Right, right.
And yet, the Holy Spirit came and said, I want Paul and Barnabas to leave and become missionaries.
Yeah.
They didn't leave a bad situation.
Yeah.
They just were following what the Holy Spirit wanted them to do.
Hmm. PJ, I like you.
I like you too.
Glad to, yeah, glad to have you on the show.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Sarah, did you want to say something?
No, I mean, I was just going to say something nice, but like, you guys have only been here for like 3 weeks, but I feel like it's like... You guys are like part of the family already. Yeah. Like, I've loved getting to know both you and your wife, like, because you guys are really cool people.
Wow. Thank you.
So now that you're on the Spoutcast, like, I don't know if you ever watched Stephen Colbert, but when people come on his show, he give them the Colbert bump. So you now get the Spoutcast bump. You
there's
know?
A Spoutcast bump?
No, I just kind of made that up. But.
I've never heard of this before.
But, dude, I really appreciate you being on the show, and maybe we'll have you back eventually. Is that cool?
I would love to come back and talk with you guys.
Especially. All right. Up next are some announcements, and then we'll close out the show. Thanks, PJ.
I'm missing your bed. I never sleep. Avoiding the spots where we'd have to speak. And this bottle of peace is taking me home. I'm cuddling close to blankets and sheets. But you're not alone. You're not discreet. Make sure I know who's taking you home. I'm reading your note over again. There's not a word that I comprehend, except when you signed it, I will love you always and forever.
All right, we are back, and Kevin, good interview with PJ, huh?
Oh, my gosh. So good.
PJ is an energizer. And,
so much of an energizer. So great.
I was not anticipating that, and we record the show sometimes out of order, so if you notice in the beginning, I had much more energy than I do right now.
PJ's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's a really good
He
guy.
Made some funny jokes at the 9 and 11 this
for
morning.
For sure, for sure.
Yesterday morning.
Anyways, we just want to close out the show. I hope you enjoyed Dashboard Confessional, and continue to tell your friends about the show. And I feel like we got some solid fans out there, but always want more. Always want more people to see what we're doing, hear what we're doing. So, Sarah, why don't you give us some announcements and then close out the show?
Well, the only announcements we have is Thanksgiving's next week, so we're not going to be having any Spout Cast. The Turkey Trot is happening at Woodward Park the morning of Thanksgiving. Mm. If you want to, it's a fun thing to do with your family. Right. If you're looking for Thanksgiving memories and traditions, that's a good one to have. I don't know if I'll be out there. Maybe. And come find us on Facebook.com/TheSpoutCast.
Just Spoutcast.
I always get it
They're
wrong.
They're all jacked up.
Okay.
Sorry.
Facebook. I know. Facebook.com/SpoutCast.
You're fired.
Twitter.com/TheSpoutCast. Mm. And send us an email at TheSpoutPodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and look for Christian's tweets as well as Facebook posts regarding how much he's in love and
I am very much in love. You're not going to see that from me.
You're just not an ooshy gooshy guy.
All I ask is that you could compliment your wife and tag me in it. That's all I want. How weird would that be?
That would be so weird.
Macy's the best wife on the planet.
I love Lacey Warren so much. At Kevin Tinkin.
Yeah. So anyways, one of why next week is what did you buy on Black Friday and why? And
you mean your one and why in 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks, yeah. So we'll share that, and we'll also discuss both sermons over the next couple weeks. So we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Thanks for joining us. This
Have
is the
a
Spout.
Great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm thankful for you guys.
Kevin.
I'm gonna put up a lovey-dovey post about the Spoutcast.
Yeah, this is the Spout. We're
and
out.
We are out.
Step on the stage, the lights, the praise, the curtain calls and the big parade. You know that life all too well. The promise, the pain, the valor, the rage. Hold up your hands for the bow and the wave. You know his touch a little too well. You throw yourself into their arms. Mistresses have all the fun, but no one's ever there to take you home. Box up your gloves and your down coats, bound for the sun and the west coast, where upper crust tragedies abound. A tip for the girl at the coat check, the guy at the door and the bar back. They know your face, oh so well. The movies never made you famous. All your dreams got lost or traded, and all you ever cared about got lost. But you were surely still an actress. Older men would find attractive, and all you ever dreamed of was the cost. Where there's gold, there's a gold digger. 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 You throw yourself into their arms. Mistresses have all the fun, but no one's ever there to take you home.